Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to hear from Louise, take a musical trip to Jersey, shoot some cannons, and celebrate the birthdays of V. Lawnhurst and Arthur Schutt. A couple of weeks ago, I played a teasin' set. I was going to play Louise U. Tease as part of it, but didn't have time, which is just as well, because I'm going to play it tonight to start off a Louise set. Here's the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra.
Thank you. Ben Pollock
and his Park Central Orchestra with vocal by Smith Ballou, credited as Charles Roberts and Louise. That Victor recording is from March 1st, 1929, and Louise was written by Leo Robin and Richard A. Whiting. And you heard Ben close out that recording, as he sometimes did, with his tagline, "May it please you." It certainly pleased me, and I hope it did you as well. Before Ben Pollock, it was My Sweet Louise by the New Orleans Jazz Band, one of the Fabulous Fives, five-piece bands trying to take advantage of the success of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. The New Orleans Jazz Band, unlike many of the other ODJB imitators, was a working band, playing club dates and appearing on radio over New York station WEAF. That recording of My Sweet Louise was made May 6, 1925, and My Sweet Louise was written by Abraham Ullman, who was born Abraham Olshevitz on December 20, 1887. He also composed the music to I'm Waiting for Ships That Never Come In, and if you've got a little bit, hang on to it. It's hard to get a little bit more. We started the show with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and Louise U. Tease. That was recorded on December 21, 1925, and Louise U. Tease was composed by Lucien Denny, with the lyric by his wife, Gwyn Denny, and William R. Clay. Gwyn Denny sounded familiar to me, and that's because I played You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet back in September, to which she also wrote the words. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, in connection with Ethel Waters' birthday, I played her rendition of Jersey Walk. Since then, the governor of New Jersey has been in the news for his re-election and presidential aspirations, so we're going to take a musical trip to Jersey, beginning with Louise Russell.
Thank you. all the pals and the gals that I used to know. I'll see my baby brother playing around the kitchen floor. I'll hear my mother saying, come on there, kitty, daddy's gonna be here pretty soon. Will be June and the moon will be shining down on Jersey. There never was a sweeter sight to see. Take it from me, I may be old-fashioned and a small-town boy, but I know the meaning of the word called joy. I'm going back to that little black shack, back in Hackensack, New Jersey, and let the world learn how to smile from me.
Ivy-covered cottage where the old folks wait for me, neath the red hills of New Jersey by the sea. It's a quaint old-fashioned farmhouse where I saw the light of day. Recollection paints the scene so far away. On the pasture's gentle slope, there's an addery dairy soap, and a wooden cow that gives unsweetened cream. There's a can of Heinz's beans, also Burroughs rustless greens, and a life-size picture of the Gold Dust team. Oh, the corn cribs camouflaged by beechnut bacon, and the cowshed sings the praise of Ruby Pone. Aunt Jemima's smiling face bids you welcome to the place. That's a picture of my old new choicey home. Both the Erie and the B&O pass right before the door. You can always get a cinder in your eyes. And my family all make faces at the passing engineers. That is how we get our winter coal supplies. Neat the clinging ivy vine, there's a big full Durham sign. On the chicken house it says, take Beecham's pills. On the old red barn you read, that castoria you need. And the pigsty advertises Crosby's Mills. Oh, the back fence is held up by Paris garters. On the windmill there's a big Victrola shown. On the back porch is a sign reading Millen Food for Mine. That's a picture of my old new choicey home.
Home.
Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers from November 13th, 1929, and Jersey Joe, a Jelly Roll Morton composition. Before that, it was Billy Murray, the Denver Nightingale, and My Old New Jersey Home, composed by Nat Vincent, with the lyric by Ballard MacDonald. That Victor 78 was waxed March 11th, 1921, and was preceded by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, directed by Don Bester, with Frank Sullivano vocalizing on Back in Hackensack, New Jersey. Back in Hackensack, New Jersey was written by Art L. Biner and Dan Russo. Art Biner also brought us Sunshine of Mine, I Call You Sunshine, and Let Us Waltz as We Say Goodbye. We started off that Jersey set with Louis Russell and his orchestra with Jersey Lightning, a Louis Russell composition. You don't generally hear string bass solos, but you heard one there by George Pops Foster. That recording is from September 6, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, in connection with the West Coast Ragtime Festival, I was going to play the Cannonball Rag. Unfortunately, I didn't have time then, so I'm going to play it this week to start off a Cannon set. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Thank you. I had to quit railroading. We didn't agree at all. There was always something wrong with the Southern Cannonball. I once loved a maiden. She was fair and tall. Her father was the engineer on the Southern Cannonball. She promised that she would wed me in the merry month of June and go to the magic islands to spend our honeymoon. Dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-dee-dee. Dee-o-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee- when she put me off with a stall. She said the whistle was broken on the southern cannonball. I love this girl sincerely, so I fixed the whistle back. The next thing she told me, the caboose is off of the track. For days and nights I labored to get it back with the train, and all was ready for the highball, the bell refused to ring. Play, play, play. I fixed the bell in a jiffy and called for Preacher Dunn, who married us in an old boxcar, for the train refused to run.
The Singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers in July of 1933, and Southern Cannonball. Before Jimmy Rogers, it was Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers once again with Cannonball Blues from 1926. We began that cannon set with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with the Cannonball. That Columbia 78 was recorded March 26, 1928, and that will surely have been played more than once at this weekend's 27th annual West Coast Ragtime Festival in Sacramento. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but also available 24/7, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, November 24th, marked the birth in 1905 of Laura Lowenhertz, better known as V. Lawnhurst. She was a child prodigy, and in addition to her considerable musical skill, she could also write upside down and backwards, won awards in ice skating competitions, and published her poetry at age 10. She appeared on radio, published two of her own novelty piano solos, made her first solo piano recording, and became one of the original members of Roxy's Gang, a musical revue broadcast live from the Capitol Theater in New York. All this she did while still in her teens. She also worked as a piano roll arranger for the Welty and Ampico companies, and in the late 20s she joined Muriel Pollack in a piano duo called the Ladybugs. She was on the radio 7 days a week for much of the 1930s and began composing, teaming up in 1935 with lyricist Tot Seymour. They were the first successful team of female songwriters, and their songs were heard on radio, in films, and on records made by many of the famous dance bands of the time. Here's a trio of tunes by V. Lawnhurst.
Ha ha ha. no other one. Yes, no other one can ever do what you do when you do what you do kissing me. No, no other one, yes, no other one can ever make me like to like you like I'd like to constantly. Talk about caresses with an 18-carat thrill. I don't have to make three guesses when I'm thinking of someone who can fill the bill. There's no other one, yes, no other one can ever make me want to say, who do I want in a great big way? No other one.
Now Hal Kemp again, and I couldn't tell them what to do.
Thank you. we told her he was leaving. She broke right down and cried, then both looked over my way to take somebody's side. He's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. So you see, I couldn't tell him what to do. I'd hate to lose his friendship. A friend is hard to find, and yet I'd be so happy if I could make a mind. I wanted him to part, but couldn't say so. Can't you see, I couldn't tell them what to do. I couldn't say they were just not maybe. Cause if I did, well, you know what I'd be. And yet I wish they were separated. Because I know next to him she likes me. And they argued there for hours and had me in it too. Then I got up and left them. What else was there to do? Cause he's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. So you see, I couldn't tell them what to do.
We started off our tribute to V. Lawnhurst with Little Jack Little and his orchestra, October 16, 1935, and No Other One, with the vocal by Little Jack Little. When he was on the radio, Little would preface his piano performances with his catchphrase, "Here 'tis." No Other One was written by V. Lawnhurst and Tot Seymour. Next, it was a piano duet with Muriel Pollack and V. Lawnhurst on Narcissus. That recording is from September 8, 1934. Narcissus is the fourth of the five pieces in the suite Water Scenes, composed for the piano in 1891 by Ethelbert Nevin. We finished up with Hal Kemp and his orchestra in a 1934 radio transcription of I Couldn't Tell Them What to Do. The vocalist on that V. Lawnhurst-Roy Turk collaboration was Skinny Ennis. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, November 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Reading, Pennsylvania, of Arthur Schutt. He was taught piano by his music teacher father, and by age 13 was accompanying silent films in theaters. In 1918, while still a teenager, he joined Paul Specht's band and stayed for 6 years, after which he worked with the bands of Roger Wolf Kahn and Don Voorhees. He was a prolific studio pianist, recording with Fred Rich, Nat Schilkrit, Frankie Trumbauer, and the Charleston Chasers. He recorded under his own name in 1929 and 30, and throughout 1931 he appeared regularly on NBC Radio. Schutt moved to Hollywood in 1934 and did studio work and was on the staff of MGM. He moved to San Francisco in the 1950s, where he continued to work right up until his death on January 28, 1965. Here's Arthur Schutt. Thank you.
Thank you.
We started off our tribute to Arthur Shutt with his composition Delirium, performed there by Carl Fenton and his orchestra, with Arthur Shutt himself on piano. That recording is from April 2, 1927. Carl Fenton wasn't a real person at all, but a pseudonym for Gus Henschen. In 1927, Henschen sold the rights to the name to Ruby Greenberg. Next, it was Arthur Shutt and his orchestra, and Take Everything But You, from November 18, 1929. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman, and Take Everything But You was written by Maurice Abrams and Elmer Colby, which was actually a pseudonym used by the songwriting team of Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson. Maurice Abrams, however, wrote a number of tunes, particularly in the teens, such as He'd Have to Get Under, Get Out and Get Under, They Start the Victrola and Go Dancing Around the Floor, and I Always Think I'm Up in Heaven When I'm Down in Dixieland. I kind of broke the format of the show with the final record of this set. Andy Sr. sometimes plays contemporary recordings among the vintage records on his Radiola program. Do a Google search on Radiola with Andy Sr. But this is the first time we've done so. We finished out the program with Blue and the Black Keys by Adam Swanson for a couple of reasons. One is that Blue and the Black Keys was written by Arthur Shutt in 1926, and is one of, if not the, most difficult ragtime pieces in the world to play. And the other reason is that if you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, there's a good chance that Blue and the Black Keys is being played at this very moment by someone at the West Coast Ragtime Festival, which is where I am. Brian Holland and Adam Swanson have both recorded Blue and the Black Keys. Adam's recording for Rivermont Records is available on his CD On a Circular Staircase at rivermontrecords.com, and Brian Holland's recording is available at his website, shanesmohawk.com, and I hope you'll check them out. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.